is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at the Jungle at Hastings High tonight as Hastings High gets set to take on the Kearney High Bearcats in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader with a girls game up first. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight from Hastings High. The Tigers coming in with a mark of 2 wins and 12 losses on the season. Hastings High winning over Scott's Bluff during the GNAC tournament back there between Christmas and New Year's. Beat Scott's Bluff by a score of 50-27. The Tigers had then lost 4 games in a row before beating crosstown rival Adams Central last week by a score of 42-36. So Hastings High coming in, a record of 2 wins and 12 losses on the season. It's a team that's been having trouble putting points on the scoreboard this year. They are averaging only 34.6 points per ball game, giving up 50.3 on the defensive end. And their leading scorer is a Zoe Mays, and she just about does everything for Hastings High. She will carry the bulk of the offensive load here tonight, averaging 11.2 points and 6.5 rebounds per ball game. Hits 30% of her field goal tries, including 26% from three-point territory. Also averages 2.2 assists and 1.3 steals per ball game. Kearney High, a very similar boat here. They come in with a mark of 5 wins and 13 losses on the season. Scoring has been their problem as well. 35.2 points per ball game offense. They're giving up 42.9 on the defensive end. Kearney picked up a win over Great Bend of Kansas on the opening weekend of the season, winning by the score of 52-42. Then he won a couple of ball games during the GNAC tournament, beating Scott's Bluff 48-38 and edging Norfolk by the score of 32-31. They also have a win in January against North Platte, winning by the score of 24-19. But Kearney is coming off of a win over Norfolk the other night, beating the Panthers by the score of 42-40. Their leading scorer so far on the season has been Kelsey Weimers, and much like Zoe Mays does for Hastings High, does just about everything for the Kearney High Bearcats. Casey Weimers is averaging 11.5 points per ball game. She also grabs 2.3 rebounds per game, hits 35% of her field goal tries, 28% from three-point territory, also averages 2.6 assists and 1.3 steals per ball game. So it's Hastings High and Kearney here tonight in the girls' basketball game. Tipping off in just a couple of minutes, the boys' game will follow this one tonight here at 7:45 at the Jungle at Hastings High. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight, brought to you by New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. We'll come back and chat with Hastings High head coach Greg Mays as our pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as we get you set for Hastings High and Kearney and girls high school basketball. Spend a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Greg Mays, and coach a 2-12 campaign right now. But we got a team in here that's very similar in Kearney. They come in at 5-13. Two very similar basketball teams, aren't they?
Yeah, I told the girls yesterday that Kearney's might be the only schedule that we've played that I wouldn't trade them. You know, they've seen just as tough a schedule as we have and have struggled through it and have picked up a couple more wins. So, you know, it's a good team, but it should be a competitive basketball game tonight.
A couple of teams that have struggled putting points on the scoreboard, right around 34, 35 points per ball game for each of you guys. So what type of game you expect?
Well, you know, I think that they've proved they can defend all kinds of different people. And so, you know, points are going to be at a premium. So I expect a game where where every possession is pretty valuable. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to slow down, because we just simply play better when we're getting up and down the court. So, but we need to do it without turning the ball over, because we need to score, you know, 45, 46 points probably to win this game.
You're coming off of a nice win last week over Adams Central. Beat the Patriots 42-36. Talk about that game.
Well, I'll take the start we had there. You know, we got off to about a 10-0 lead because we were really aggressive right from the start. We're solid defensively and converted our offensive chances into points, you know, both from the field, and we got to the foul line about 22 times in the first half. So, you know, we want to keep that aggressiveness up. You know, we're not going to make every shot we take, but we really want to be looking and finding shots we're comfortable with and getting them up.
You shot a ton of free throws in the ball game against the Patriots. Is that because you were a little bit more aggressive on offense?
Well, I think so. You know, we've been trying to penetrate all year, but I think maybe we've started to figure out the where and the when of that. You know, we also did a better job of getting them in transition. And when a defense isn't set up, they have more tendency to foul. So I think from both ends of that, we drew some fouls last week.
Defense gives up 36 points per ball game, but the defense has not been playing that shabby all year, has it?
No, it hasn't. We have, in a way, experimented with it a little bit, trying to maybe gamble a little bit and get some offense going. You know, that's probably where the defense is, when it's had its troubles, it's been from us, you know, taking some chances. We think we can play a little more solid and straightforward tonight. And, you know, our goal really is just win one-on-one battles. Don't need help. Keep people under containment and make them create some offense, because they've struggled like we have.
Like I said, two very similar type of basketball teams here tonight. Do they play the same style of game as we want to play?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, when I scouted them, they run a little bit more than you would think. You know, the low scores, they probably press a little bit more than we do. But they're multiple on defense. They have several different things they can run on offense. You know, they, like I said, they've been through the wars too. So, you know, they'll be ready to go tonight.
Casey Weimers is their leading scorer, averaging 11.5 points per ball game, a 5'8" junior. Talk about her. What do you see about her?
Well, she'll have the ball in her hands a lot. You know, she's going to handle the point. She's going to give it up, and then she's going to move into a shooting position. They like to go right back to her with it. We're not going to be able to help off of her very much, and that's why I said we got to win one-on-one battles, because we can't be expecting a lot of help, because they've got some people who really knock down shots if you help. That's kind of their game. You know, create some rotation on the defense and then get an open shot. So we're going to try not to give them those openings.
Looks like Weimers carries most of the load offensively, doesn't she?
Yeah, but they've got a couple posts inside who will pick up a lot of points on rebounds. Very hardworking girls. And then they've got a couple wings who run the floor well. And, boy, when something opens up, they take it. You know, and they'll be out of the scoring game for 3-4 minutes at a time, and suddenly they'll have two baskets. So, you know, we've kind of got to know where everybody is.
Obviously, rebounding will be one of the keys for tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I'm not even sure the girls realize how much better we've been rebounding here. We just got to the point where we're out rebounding our opponents, you know, total for the year, which with our record you'd think was you know, undoable. But it kind of shows how many turnovers we had early in the year. But we've really been rebounding well. Bailey Petzold has really stepped up her game. Britton Thomas has always been a solid rebounder. So, you know, we have 2-3 rebounders on the floor at all times who are, you know, averaging six a game.
What about offensively? Zoe has been carrying most of the load for you guys offensively. Are you getting some other girls involved now?
Yeah, we are, but we'll do it through Zoe. You know, we've been moving the ball into her hands more. She's moved out to the point more, and that's tough on her, because she's playing a lot of minutes because we're asking her to bring the ball up and sometimes go post up. But, you know, we kind of run things through her. Then it tends to open up the shots that Marika Van Brocklin and Bailey Petzold like to hit. It opens up the drives that Mel Nagy is good at, and it opens up post moves for Britton Thomas inside. So, you know, we think we kind of have to run things through Zoe and then out to other people.
As you see it tonight, the keys for Hastings High?
Well, I think we need a good start. You know, we need to get out and be the aggressor, be the team that's making things happen. And then when our chances open up, we've got to make them. Then defensively, like I said, we got to win one-on-one battles. Don't need help all game. And then, like you said, it's rebounding. And rebounding is always important. That should always be on that list.
It's a whole lot easier to play with a lead, isn't it?
It is. I always tell the girls, we're a lot better team when we're ahead. Let's stay ahead.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks.
Greg May is the head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze 94.5.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at the jungle at Hastings High as we get you set for high school basketball here tonight. A girls boys basketball doubleheader involving Kearney High and the Hastings High Tigers. Ken Kearney coming in a record of 5-13 on the season. Hastings High is at 2-12. We got the singing of the national anthem. We'll get you the starting lineups, and then it's basketball time tonight here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. The singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball for you here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll check the starting lineups for you. First of all, for Kearney, they will go with Kelsey Weimers, a 5'8" junior. Weimers is averaging 11.5 points and 2.3 rebounds per ball game. Good outside shooter, 35% from the field and 28% from 3-point territory for Kelsey Weimers. Also, Kelsey Stitham is going to get a start, a 5'7" freshman. She is averaging 3.8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Kendrick Kostler is a 5'8" junior. Kostler is averaging 3.2 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Gretchen Mock is another starter for the Kearney High Bearcats. She is a 5'7" junior. Mock is averaging 4.4 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Peyton Cutterback, who's a 5'7" sophomore. She is averaging 3.8 points and 4.7 rebounds per ball game. Kearney is a team averaging 35 points per ball game on offense, giving up 42.9 on the defensive end. Kearney hits 35% of their field goal tries as a team, 25% from three-point territory, 58% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opponents 19-17. They average 14 turnovers per ball game and force 13 on the other end. The Hastings High Tigers under head coach Greg Mays will go with Melanie Nagy. Nagy is a 5'3" junior, averaging 2.5 points and 1.2 rebounds per game. Marika Van Bronklin is a 5'6" sophomore. Van Bronklin averaging 4.9 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Zoe Mays, the do-everything gal for Hastings High, the 5'8" senior. Mays averaging 11.6 rebounds per game. She knocks down 30% of her field goal tries on the year, 26% from three-point territory. Also averages 2.2 assists and 1.3 steals per ball game. Bailey Petzl is a 5'7" sophomore. Petzl is averaging 4.6 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. And Britton Thomas, a 6'3" senior. Thomas is averaging 3.2 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. She has recorded 41 blocks so far this season. So it's Hastings High and Kearney here tonight in girls high school basketball. This will be followed up by the boys game at 7:45 tonight. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left tonight. White uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Kearney is going to be dressed in their visiting uniforms. They'll be in blue tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black. Hastings High will control the opening tip. Kearney will start off with a man-to-man defense to get things started here. As the Tigers move the ball to Van Brocklin out there at the top of the key, brings it back to Van Brocklin on the wing on the left side. Now back out to the top of the circle. As they work with the ball, driving down the right side of the lane all the way to the basket is going to be Nagy, and her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kearney. Bearcats run her back the other way. Both of these teams have struggled offensively on the season. There's a shot put up there at the end. That's Kelsey Stitham scoring there from the left baseline for Kearney. And the Bearcats go out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the ballgame. And now the Bearcats will attack right here at the midcourt stripe. Hastings High pounds the ball inside to Britton Thomas. Her shot is up there from point-blank range. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kostler. Kostler comes to the near sideline to Weimers. Runs it back the other way. Down the lane. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Weimers took it right down the lane there for Kearney. Lost the ball out of bounds just as he was approaching the hoop. First turnover on Kearney here in the ballgame. Kearney averages 19 turnovers per ballgame. And now the Bearcats will apply some token pressure back here in backcourt. Hastings High brings it into the offensive zone. That's going to be Zoe Mays with the ball for Hastings High. Comes out on top now. That's a Petzl. Takes it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. And now we got a 3-second violation called at Hastings. Somebody camping in on the lane too soon there or too long. For the Hastings High Tigers, the first turnover on Hastings. They averaged 19 turnovers per ballgame. That's their first in the contest here tonight. 2-0 is the score. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High. Kelsey Weimers has got the ball, and she works out top now. They go in the high post for Kearney. That's going to be a cutback with the ball right at the elbow. Gets it back out here to Weimers. Weimers averaging 11 points per ball game. Again, they get the ball in the high post to cut it back. Now to Weimers driving for the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down. Foul called. Britton Thomas got over there with a block, but also a personal foul there for Hastings High. So it's going to be a personal foul called on the Britton Thomas of the Tigers. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Kearney is going to be Kelsey Weimers. Weimers, a 73% foul shooter in the season. She's 66 out of 90 from the free throw line. And her shot is up there. It's good. Kearney High is a team hitting 58% of their field goal tries so far this year, 35% from the field and 25% from three-point territory. 3-0. The Bearcats have the lead. The second shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's a Bailey Petzl with the, rather, Zoe Mays with the rebound there for Hastings High. As Zoe brings the ball back, throws it over here on the near sideline to a Van Brocklin. Bounce pass goes to the far side. That's a Nagy with the ball. Gets it back out to Van Brocklin. Comes over here to a Zoe Mays, and she'll bring it out into three-point territory for the Tigers. As Hastings High has fallen behind early in this ball game, 3-0 is the score. Deep in the left corner, they get the ball down there. That's going to go to a Van Brocklin. Back outside to Mays. Back down in the corner to Van Brocklin. She dribbles with the ball. It's going to be tipped away. Comes back out into three-point territory. Out near the 10-second line, Van Brocklin works it to the right side of the floor now. Nagy has got it at the top of the key here for the Tigers. Gives it back to Van Brocklin. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Throws it over here to Mays. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And it's going to be one shot and done. Rebound comes down to Kearney. Down the near sideline, Weimers has got the ball. Sidesteps a defender. Drives it right side of the lane. Stops there. Her pass is deflected. It's into the Tiger bench. It's going to be Kearney high ball. Zoe Mays getting her hands on it there for Hastings High, deflecting the ball away. So Kearney will play things in right in front of the Hastings High Tiger bench. That's Gretchen Mock inbounding the ball there for Kearney. Gets it to Kelsey Weimers out here in three-point territory. She comes across the top to Kendra Kostler over there on the wing down on the left side. That's going to be Stitham with the ball. Lobs it inside. It's over the head of Weimers out of bounds. Weimers posted up down low left side of the lane. They threw it into it. It's over her head out of bounds. Second turnover on Kearney. Now, Rachel Ballinger comes into the ball game now for Kearney. 5:17 to play here in the first quarter. A slow start. 3-0 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. Hastings High with the ball down the near sideline as they get it into the offensive scoring zone here. That's going to be a Petzl with the ball. Comes back outside to a Zoe Mays, working against the man-to-man defense here of Kearney. Zoe starts off right, then left, still dribbling on the ball. Now drives it down the lane. Contact made, goes up with a shot anyway. It's good, and she is fouling a play. Zoe Mays gets the field goal to go down. Her running one-hander down the lane. Contact was made, and she is fouled on the play there by Kearney's Kelsey Weimers. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Bearcats, and it's going to be Zoe Mays going to the free throw line for Hastings. So the Tigers back to within 1 point. 3-2 is the score. Kearney with a lead. Mays, a 61% foul shooter on the season. She's 49 out of 80 as he will toe the mark here. Hastings High as a team hitting 52% of their foul shots. And Mays gets the three-point play as she knocks down the free throw. And bam, just like that, the Tigers have tied to score at 3 points apiece. 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. There's a shot from the left side. It's up and in.
Rachel Ballinger
hitting a shot there. A long two-pointer just inside the three-point ring from the left side of the lane. Ballinger gets the field goal to go down. It's now a 5-3 ball game. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected and is brought out there by Carney. The second turnover on Hastings High. Running back the other way. Carney has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Outside, here's a shot for three. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Kostler. Offensive rebound right side of the lane to get it to a cutter back down here in the corner. Hands it back here to Mocker. Long-range jumper is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. The Tigers have the ball coming back the other way. Down the right sideline. Hastings High attacking offensively. They go right back to work inside. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in. So it's now a 5-5 ball game here. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. And the ball swatted around, and it's picked up by Hastings High as they come to the near sideline. That's Ellen Foote with the ball now for the Tigers. Over there on the far sideline, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Van Brocklin, and the rebound comes down to Carney. 5-5, we're tied up here in the first quarter of play. Girls High School basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. Cut it back with the ball. Now a mock bounce pass goes down low. It's going to be out of bounds. And it was last touch there by Weimers of Carney. So a turnover on the Bearcats. There's the third of the ball game. Bailey Christie coming into the ball game now for the Hastings High Tigers. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Zoe Mays bringing the ball back for Hastings High as she brings it into the offensive zone. Carney is still in a man-to-man defense. They work it down in the corner. On the left side, that's going to be Bailey Christie. She brings it out here in three-point territory to Van Brocklin. Outside to Petzl, a shot up and in. Bailey Petzl knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key there for Hastings High. And the Tigers go out on top by a score of 8-5 here in this one. Carney jumped out to the 3-0 lead. The Tigers have come roaring back here in this first quarter. We're about 5 minutes into the ball game here from the jungle. Weimers lobs the ball inside. There's a shot up and in. A shot is up there and in. That's going to be Abby Bray, who just checked in there for Carney as she scores in the lane. It's now an 8-7 ball game, and now a traveling violation called on Hastings as a Petzl is whistled for the travel right there at the top of the key. That's a third turnover on Hastings. Carney has turned the ball over three times as well here in the first quarter. 8-7 to score, 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in this first quarter. Carney will come back with the ball as Hastings High will stay here in this man-to-man defense. Carney brings it into the offensive zone. As they move over here on the right side, that's Claire Sickler is into the ball game now. Pounds it inside to Ray. First shot from point-blank range is going to be no good. The ball ripped out of there by Hastings and a foul called. Ray misses the easy one right in front of the hole there. Hastings High grabs the rebound. And a personal foul is going to be called on Ray for Carney. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Bearcats. 8-7 to score. Hastings High with the lead. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Here's a Zoe Mays with the ball, brings it into the offensive zone. Now loses track of the dribble, picks it back up here. Sent to the near sideline to Bailey Christie as she holds the ball in the deep wing on the left side. Christie behind the screen, moves it to the right side of the floor. Feeds it over there on the right side now. They get it to a Van Brocklin. Now back outside the ring. That's a Britton Thomas here at the top of the key. Good defense here by Carney. Thomas gets it away over here on the near side. That's Zoe Mays. She angles for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Mays is knocked down into play. No foul called. And the rebound comes down to Carney. Down the far sideline. Here come the Bearcats. Weimers has got the ball. Hesitates. Now drives it inside. And contact made. Foul called. So a foul here would go on Hastings High at the 1:49 mark of this first quarter. And Marika Van Brocklin picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now. There's going to be Mel Nagy. Nagy comes in for Bailey Christie. Non-shooting situation is going to be Carney playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. As the Bearcats look to get it in, they do now to a Stitham out here in three-point territory. Throws it over on the wing to a Ballinger. Ballinger comes back out to the top of the key as the Hastings High Tigers attack here with a man-to-man defense. There's Kelsey Weimers dribbling with the ball, sends it to the right sideline on the wing to a Stitham again. Stitham holding the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it down in the corner. Weimers has got it. Ball high above her head. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to her left. Now hammers it inside. That's Ray. Her shot's going to be blocked down. The ball recovered here by Hastings High on the baseline. Tigers have the ball with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-7 is the score. Zoe Mays coming back now for the Tigers. Weaving her way up the floor now. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Nagy. Nagy holding the ball. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover on Hastings side. The Bearcats come back the other way. Weimers has got the ball. Pulls it up in the offensive zone at the top of the key. Working out top there against the Tiger D. The ball poked away, but it's picked back up by Weimers. And then she's called for the palming violation. Weimers picks up the loose ball and then was called for the palming violation. So the fourth turnover on Kearney here in the ball game. Hastings high with four. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Bailey Christie. Christie comes in. Zoe Mays will come to the bench here for head coach Greg Mays. Cutterback comes back into the ball game now for the Kearney High Bearcats, replacing Abby Ray. Under a minute to play here in this first quarter. 8-7 is the score. Hastings High with a one-point lead. Tigers come back with the ball, and now they throw it away over in the far sideline. Goes right through the fingertips of Marika Van Brocklin over there for Hastings. So the Tigers turn over for the fifth time here in the first quarter. And Kearney High will have a chance to pull ahead here late in this first quarter. We're under 45 seconds to go. Weimers sends it over across the top to a Kostler. Over on the wing now on the left side to a Stitham. Lobs it down low again. There's a pass into the lane. A shot is up there. No good by Cutterback. Rebound Cutterback. Follow shot up and in. Peyton Cutterback misses the first shot. She didn't miss the second one as she pulls down the offensive rebound. And Kearney goes back out on top with a score of 9-8 here in the ball game. Nagy has got the ball now to a Bailey Christie out here in three-point territory for Hastings High. 15 seconds to go. Christie is double-teamed. And we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called with the arrow pointing in favor of Kearney. So Hastings High with a big turnover there at the end of this first quarter. That's six turnovers now in the opening period. And now Kearney has a chance with under 15 seconds to play to nail the final shot here this first period. 9-8 to score. The Bearcats have a one-point lead over Hastings High. Cutterback has got the ball at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Now to Weimers. Weimers backs up at the free throw line. Now to Cutterback again. Out to Weimers. And she can't get a shot away. Good defense there by Hastings High as Weimers can't get the shot away here to end the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books in girls high school basketball tonight. Here on the Breeze, the score, it's Kearney High 9, Hastings 8.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tunnel at Hastings High. Girls High School basketball action here tonight on The Breeze. 9-8 is the score. Hastings High trailing. Kearney High by one. Zoe Mays back into the ball game. Sends it to Britton Thomas at the free throw line. Her pass down the lane is going to be deflected and is brought out of there by Kearney. Then a traveling violation. So Kearney came up with a loose ball down there, but then a traveling violation is called on the Kendra Kostler of the Bearcats. So Kearney gives it right back to Hastings High. The Tigers will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket just underway here in the second. 9-8 to score. Kearney has got the lead. There's a Van Brocklin with the ball down to a Zoe Mays here on the left sideline. Zoe double team. Gets the ball away. A pass to the free throw line. Tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Kendra Kostler has got it down. So back-to-back turnovers there on Hastings High. Weimers comes back with the ball. There's Kendra Kostler to the near sideline to Ballinger. We'll get the start here in this second quarter of play. Goes over on the wing on the left side to Kendra Kostler. Holds the ball, moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Ballinger again. Back out of the wing to a Weimers. Takes the ball down in the baseline. Goes for the hole, and she draws a personal foul. Kelsey Weimers takes the ball with a hole there for Kearney. And draws a personal foul on Hastings High. Britton Thomas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Kelsey Weimers goes to the free throw line here for Kearney. She's a 73% foul shooter in the season. Has already made one of two free throws here in this ball game. And her first free throw on this attempt is going to be no good. She'll get one more. High school basketball action for you tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com and on your smartphone at m.KLIQFM.com. Second free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Zoe Mays has got the ball back for the Tigers. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Moves it down in the corner. With the basketball there is going to be Paige Kennedy, who's into the ball game. The Thomas insider shot from 10. No good. Ball bounced around. It's picked up by Carney. Pass to Stitham into the offensive scoring zone. 2-on-2. Stitham stops in the wing. Gets into the free throw line to Kostler. Back outside for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound by Cunningham back for Carney. Keeps the ball alive. Back to the free throw line. Over on the wing on the right side is Stitham. Her shot is up there from 15. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Zoe Mays has got the ball for the Tigers. 6:38 to play here in the first half. It is a 9-8 ball game. Carney has got a one-point lead. Zoe Mays with the ball here on the near sideline. Double team. Goes cross court. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Weimers of Carney High. So Kelsey Weimers comes back with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Picked up out there by Marika Van Brocklin of Hastings High. The Tigers stay with their man-to-man defense. On the high post, Carney has got the ball. Right at the elbow, left side. Kostler has got it. Now to cut it back. She comes back over there outside the ring. That's going to be a Bollinger with the ball now to a Weimers. Weimers moves it across the top to a Kendra Kostler again. Carney High working against the Hastings High defense here. 2 minutes into this second quarter. There's a long-range jumper from 3. It's up and in. A three-pointer. Kelsey Stitham throwing up the 3 there for Carney. She's been hitting only 16% of her 3s so far this year, but she knocks one home right there. 12-8 to score now. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Again, the ball's going to be swatted away. It's going to be picked up here by Carney running back the other way. Stitham gets the ball down the floor, and we got a foul called as Weimers was taking the ball to the rack there for Carney. And again, it's going to be Kelsey Weimers going to the free throw line here for Carney High. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Alex Schmidt of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 4 on Hastings High here in the ball game. Weimers back to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Weimers now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line here in this one. Here comes Claire Sickler into the ball game now for Carney High. So Sickler comes in, a 5'3" sophomore, averaging 3 points and 1 rebound per game. Checking in for Hastings High is going to be Maddie Edelman. Maddie Edelman into the ball game now, a 5'10" junior. Edelman averaging 1 point and just over 1 rebound per game. Kelsey Weimers will have one more free throw here. The shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Misses another one. She's now 1 out of 6 from the free throw line. And it is now a 12-8 ball game. Hastings High trailing by 4 points here in the contest. Zoe Mays throws it down in the corner over the head of Maddie Edelman out of bounds. So the Tigers being plagued by turnovers here in this first half. That's already 11 turnovers in Hastings High in the first half. 12-8 to score. Carney is out on top of Hastings here in girls high school basketball. Hastings will stay with their man-to-man defense. Dribbling with the ball out there is going to be Claire Sickler. Goes in the high post there at the elbow, left side of the lane. Now they hand the ball away to a Weimers. Angles toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Ball swatted around on the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Hastings High. And the foul is going to go on Zoe Mays. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Tigers. So now we're going to have Peyton Cutterback going to the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. And she hits her first free throw of the afternoon. She's just a 46% foul shooter in the season, but she knocks one home here. Into the ball game now is going to be a Gretchen Mock. She'll check back in there. Going out is going to be Kendra Kostler. 13-8. Carney has got the lead. Next shot is up there by Peyton Cutterback. It's going to be good. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Kelsey Stitham. Back into the ball game here for Hastings, or rather for Carney. She's going to replace Kelsey Weimers, who's going to get a quick breather here. 14-8 is the score. Carney has scored the first 5 points here in the second quarter. And now the Bearcats will attack in backcourt. The pass to the 10-second line is going to be intercepted, but then a ball intercepted right back by Paige Kennedy of Hastings High. 12 turnovers in the Tigers, 6 on Carney so far in the ball game. Hastings High will set up, trailing by 6 points here. Under 5 minutes to go. Here's a Paige Kennedy at the top of the key for Hastings. Her bounce pass is deflected, but it's picked up out here by Hastings High. That's Alex Schmidt driving down the lane, loses control of the ball, and goes out of bounds. Well, the Tigers really struggling offensively here in this one. Hastings put it together and beat Adams Central last week, 42-36. Played pretty well offensively, but Hastings struggling here, and it's a team that's been struggling all year offensively, giving up 50 points per ball game while scoring only 34 in the season. The Tigers sitting at 2-12 on the season. Carney is at 5-13, battling here in girls high school basketball. Bollinger has got the ball. Now to Mock over here on the wing on the right side. Back out top of the key to Sickler. Hastings High still in a man-to-man defense over on the wing on the left side to a cutback. Throws it back out here to Sickler. Loses control of the ball, but chases it back down out here. No pressure by the Hastings High defense. Sickler backs up near the 10-second line, drives it now behind his screen from Cutterback. Now he's centered inside to Cutterback. Rashawn is up there, rims off, no good. Scramble for the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. Akanya again missing an easy shot right in front of the hole there. Here comes Bailey Petzold back into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Paige Kennedy. So Petzold comes back in. 4:04 to play here in the second quarter. 14-8 to score. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Tigers have the ball here in backcourt. And Zoe Mays driving down the left side of the lane. Cuts it for the hole. It's loose. And now we got a foul called. Mays lost control of the ball. And then a personal foul is going to be called on the Tigers down here. It's going to go on Mays. So Mays lost control of it. And in the process of trying to get the ball back, she's whistled for the personal foul. That's the second foul now on Zoe. The 16th foul on Hastings High. So the Tigers now with six fouls. Connie has got two in the first half. 14-8 to score. Connie High has got the lead over Hastings. In fact, the Tigers haven't scored yet here in the second quarter. They're outscored 5-0 by Carney here in this ball game. In this second period, Bearcats have the ball back in their offensive zone. On the wing here on the right side is going to be Stitham. Comes outside to the top of the key. Pounds it down low now to Abby Ray. First shot's going to be partially deflected in there by Hastings High. Tigers come down with the ball. Tigers down the near sideline. Alex Schmidt has got it. Sends it over on the wing. On the right side to a Bailey Petzold. Now back outside to Marika Van Brocklin. Right side, a long-range jumper thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Alex Schmidt. The rebound comes down to Carney. 14-8 to score. The Bearcats have the lead. Kelsey Weimer's back into the ball game. She's got the ball here for the Bearcats. Goes in the high post there to a Mock. Gets it back to Weimer's. Takes the ball down underneath the basket. Can't put up the shot. Now to Sickler. And a traveling violation is called. Sickler cans the three-pointer from the right side, but she's called for the happy feet before the shot. A traveling violation called on Claire Sickler. That's going to be the seventh turnover on Carney here in the ballgame. So Kendra Kossler comes back into the ball game now for Carney High. 3:08 to play in the second quarter. It is 14-8. Carney out on top of Hastings in the first game of two here tonight. Got the boys game coming up next at 7:45 here on the Breeze. There's a pass down the near sideline deflected, but it's picked up there by Bailey Christie. And then we got a timeout called from Greg Mays. Greg Mays is up in front of the Tiger bench. He wants to talk things over as the Tigers were double-teamed here along the near sideline. So Hastings High will burn a timeout. 2:56 to play in the second quarter. The Tigers still looking for their first points of the second period. It's Kearney 14, Hastings High 8.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back to the jungle at Hastings High. Girls High School basketball action here tonight on the Breeze. 2:56 to play in the second period. 14-8 is the score. Hastings High trailing the Kearney High Bearcats here tonight. Hastings, not a whole lot of offense so far in this ball game. Bailey Petzl has knocked down a three. Zoe Mays has got 3 points. Ellen Foote has been in there with two. Hastings trailing by the score of 14-8. Tigers have the ball in their offensive zone. As they have got it out here, Alex Schmidt at the point will send it down in the corner to a Bailey Christie. He lobs it back outside. That's a Schmidt with the ball over on the right side now. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be no good by the Tigers. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Kearney ball. Three-pointer thrown up by a Bailey Petzl of Hastings High, but would not go. And then Tigers could not control the ball on the rebound. So Kearney will play things in, leading by a score of 14-8 here in the ball game with 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Kearney will bring the ball back. Weimer's bounce pass will come over here to a Kendra Kossler. They're working inside again to Weimer's over in the wing on the left side to Mock. Lobs it back inside to Weimer's. Tries to drive it down to the baseline. Cut off there. Comes back out to the free throw line. Now on the wing on the right side to a Stitham. Sends it inside to Weimer's. Double team, triple team. Comes back out inside the free throw circle. A shot is thrown up there. It's up and in. Kendra Kossler throwing up the shot there for Kearney as she connects. 16-8 is the score now. Kearney High has built an 8-point lead over Hastings High. Britton Thomas with the ball. Gets it to the free throw line to Van Brocklin. Now to Petzl. Drive, shoots, and scores.
Bailey Petzl!
Bailey Petzold scoring there. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers finally get one to go down here in the second period. 16-10 is the score now. Carney has got the ball. Stitham has got it on the wing on the right side. Out to Kostler. Entry pass. And we're going to inside to Weimers. Kicks it back out to Stitham. Her shot for two is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Britton Thomas of Hastings High. Thomas gets the ball away to Alex Schmidt. Long pass down the floor to Bailey Christie. Sends it inside. Now to Schmidt again. Or rather to a Christie in the corner. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Carney in a traveling violation here in backcourt. Gretchen Mock is whistled for the traveling violation for the Bearcats. There comes Peyton Cutterback into the ball game now for Carney, replacing Abby Ray. Also coming in for Carney will be Rachel Bollinger. She's going to replace Kendra Kostler. Britton Thomas also going to get a quick breather here for the Tigers. 1:21 to play in the first half. 16-10. Carney has got the lead over Hastings High. There's a Christie with the ball. Sends it back down in the corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Carney high ball. Britton Thomas comes back in here for Hastings High. Marika Van Brocklin comes out. That last three-pointer thrown up by Mays from the deep right corner that would not go. 1:13 to play in the second quarter. 16-10 is the score. Carney High has got the lead over Hastings tonight. There's Weimers with the ball. Left side of the lane trying to drive it. Can't do it. Comes back out on top. The ball poked away from Sickler. Sickler gets it under control. There's another pass. It's going to be tipped. Scramble is on. It's still loose. It's finally picked up by Cutterback. Her shot from 10. No good. Rebound Cutterback. Follow shot is up there and in. Peyton Cutterback scoring there after she misses the first one. Gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Mays drives it down the lane and she's fouled into play. Zoe Mays tumbling out of bounds there and she's fouled into play by Carney. So it's going to be Zoe going to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to be whistled on Peyton Cutterback. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Bearcats here in the first half of play, but Zoe Mays was in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line, and she was mauled in the play. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Zoe now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line in this ball game, a 61% foul shooter for the season. So you got 3 points, trying to add to her total right here. Hastings High has scored just 2 points in the second quarter. They've now scored 9-2. There's the next shot by Mays. It's up there and in. So Zoe Mays connects on 1 of 2 free throws. It's now an 18-11 ball game in favor of the Bearcats. As Carney comes back with the ball on the wing on the right side, Stitham has got it, sends it inside to Weimers. Double team. Now to cut it back on the baseline. There's a two-handed pass back outside. A three-pointer thrown up there by Sickler is going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by Weimers of Carney High. Sends it over on the left side as they get it to Bollinger. Hastings High in a man-to-man. 20 seconds to play. Now Carney will back it out of there and play for the final shot of this first half. 18-11 is the score. Claire Sickler has got the ball here for Carney. Sends it over on the wing on the left side to Bollinger. Entry pass to get it to Weimers. Drives for the hole and shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Britton Thomas for Hastings High. And now we've got a foul called here. Thomas came out swinging her elbows out there. And the personal foul is going to be called on Carney. That's only the fourth team foul, though, on the Bearcats. It's going to go on Stitham of Carney. That's going to be your first. So that's only the fourth team foul. Hastings High will play things in. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Zoe Mays launches up a shot. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play here in girls high school basketball. The Carney High Bearcats in a low-scoring affair here over the Hastings High Tigers at halftime. The score is Carney 18, Hastings High 11. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back of the jungle at Hastings High here tonight. First half of the doubleheader between Hastings and Kearney, and the Bearcats have got the lead here at the break in the girls' ball game. The score is 18-11. Kearney jumped out to a 3-0 lead here in the ball game. Hastings High came back to tie it up at 3 points apiece. We were tied up at 5 in the first quarter before the Tigers went ahead at 8-5. Kearney scoring the last 4 points of the first quarter was 9-8 in favor of Kearney at the end of one. And then the Bearcats scored the first 7 points of the second quarter to go out on top by a score of 16-8. And right now it's sitting at 18-11 in favor of Kearney at halftime over Hastings High. Leading the way so far for Kearney has been Peyton Cutterback. She's come off of the bench, grabbed a couple of offensive boards and some putbacks. She's got 6 points to face the Bearcats in the first half. Bailey Petzl is leading the way for the Hastings High Tigers. She has got 5 points. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. The halftime show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm back here at Hastings High tonight. Girls High School basketball on the Breeze. 18-11 is the score. It is Kearney out on top of Hastings High here tonight. Peyton Cutterback leading the way for Kearney. She's got 2 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Kelsey Stitham has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She's got 5 points here at the break. The other scores for Kearney, we see Rachel Bollinger has got a field goal and 2 points. Kendra Kostler has got a field goal and 2 points. Abby Ray has got a field goal and 2 points. And Kelsey Weimers held only 1 point tonight. She is 1 out of 6 from the free throw line for Kearney High. She's their leading scorer, averaging 11.5 points per ball game. So Kearney with 18 points on the board here at halftime. The Hastings High Tigers being led by Bailey Petzl. In fact, only 3 girls have scored for the Tigers in the first half. Bailey Petzl has knocked down a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Zoe Mays has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 4 points. And Ellen Foote came in off of the bench, hit a field goal for 2 in that first half. Hastings High 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first 16 minutes. Kearney is 3 out of 8 from the charity stripe. Unofficially, 8 turnovers for Kearney. Hastings High has got 13 here at the break. So again, the Hastings High Tigers are trailing Kearney High in girls high school basketball. The score is 18-11. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here this evening on the Breeze. Welcome back and checking in some more high school basketball right after this.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Don't lose sleep over the price of what you sleep on. Shop self-service furniture, where low overhead leads to low warehouse pricing. Spring Air full mattress sets, $200. Twin size mattresses for $95. Save one half on pressure relieving so you sleep better. Therapeutic memory foam mattresses. Self-service furniture has cat napper reclining sofas for only $550. Recliners for $230. 88-inch sofas featuring long-wearing fabrics, $290. Buy it today.
Get it today.
Open Sundays. Self-service furniture on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at Hastings High, girls high school basketball tonight. Kearney is leading Hastings by a score of 18-11. A lot of the other high schools around the area will be involved in some conference tournaments coming up the rest of the week. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament is going on tonight. In fact, they got the opening round. They had some play-in games last night. On the girls' side of things, it is St. Paul playing at Centura tonight. The Centurions are the number one seed on the girls' side in the Loop Black Conference Tournament, taking on St. Paul, a team who beat Loop City last night by a score of 44-30. The other first-round games will have Ord at home to take on Wood River. Connie Catholic is at home tonight to face Donovan Trumbull, and it's Ravenna playing Adams Central tonight. The Patriots playing a play-in game last night as they beat Gibbon by the score of 52-35. So the quarterfinals on the girls' side of the Loop Black Conference Tournament going to be held tonight. Semifinals will be played on Thursday in St. Paul, and the championship game will be at 6 o'clock on Saturday night at St. Paul. The boys' side of the Loop Black Conference Tournament also going on tonight. Last night you had Wood River knocking off Ord by the score of 57-40. The Eagles are moving on. They'll face the top-seeded Ravenna Blue Jays tonight up in Ravenna at 8 o'clock. Gibbon knocked off Centura last night, 60-38. The Buffaloes in Hastings tonight to take on the second-seeded Adams Central Patriots. Other games going on in the Loop Platte Conference Tournament. You've got Donovan at home tonight to take on St. Paul, and Kearney Catholic is at home tonight to take on Loop City in boys play. The boys' semifinal is going to be played on Friday night in St. Paul at 6:15 and 8 o'clock, and the boys' championship also in St. Paul at 8 o'clock on Saturday. And a reminder, the semifinals, consolation games on Saturday, the championship games on Saturday will all air this week on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The Twin Valley Conference Tournament is also going on for the boys tonight. You've got Shelton playing Red Cloud in Shelton this evening, as Red Cloud picked up a win over Franklin on Saturday night, 45-38 in a play-in game. The other quarterfinal games, you've got Blue Hill playing at home tonight against Silver Lake. Kennesaw is hosting Lawrence Nelson, and Deschler is hosting Harvard. The semifinals in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament are going to be played on Friday in Kennesaw, with a championship game on Saturday night, also in Kennesaw. And the girls' side of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament also is being played. Actually, the quarterfinal games were on Monday yesterday, and then the semifinals are already set for Thursday. Last night, you had the top-seeded Shelton Bulldogs beating Red Cloud on a score of 50-24. You had Deschler losing to Lawrence Nelson last night in girls' play, 34-29. Kennesaw beating Franklin, 39-17, and it was Blue Hill 53, Silver Lake 24. So in the semifinals on Thursday, the Twin Valley Conference Tournament for the girls, you've got Shelton against Lawrence Nelson at 6 o'clock. Kennesaw will play Blue Hill at 7:45. Championship ball game on Saturday night at 5:30 at Kennesaw High School. Also action going on in the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll tell you more about that as the night progresses here. As we are set to go for the second half here at the Jungle at Hastings High, you've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here tonight on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So it's an 18-11 ball game. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High. Bearcats will shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half of play, and the Tigers will start off with a zone defense here to begin the third quarter. Here's Weimers off of the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Petzl to Hastings. So Weimers is still looking for her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 1 point, 1 out of 6 on the free throw line. There's an entry pass that's going to be deflected away. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will maintain control. Hastings High trying to jam the ball inside to Britton Thomas. Thomas is 6'3" and is senior. The ball is deflected away. The scramble ensued, and we got a traveling or a jump ball situation. So Hastings High will play things in from underneath their own basket. Zoe Mays comes out on top now. They bring it over here to the right side of Van Brocklin. Her shot is up there. It's good. Van Brocklin knocks down the three-pointer here for Hastings High. Erika Van Brocklin gets the Tigers started here in the second half, and now it's an 18-14 ball game. Hastings back to within 4 points. Tigers had the lead in the first half, but could not hold it here. Scarney High is going to jam the ball inside. There's a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Britton Thomas, and now a foul is going to be called. Thomas got the block there. That's her second block of this ball game, and a personal foul is whistled on Carney. So a personal foul here on the Bearcats at the 7:05 mark. The foul is going to go on the Peyton Cutterback. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Bearcats here in the second half. 7:05 remaining in the third quarter. Hastings High trailing by the score of 18-14. Tigers now facing some pressure here in backcourt. Zoe Mays has got the ball. Double team. 200 pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Amaka. She gets the ball down to four. The Weimers, and her shot is going to be blocked, but a foul is called. So Hastings turns it away for the 14th time here in the ball game. But now Gretchen Bach gets it to Kelsey Weimers, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Zoe Mays. That's going to be her third. So now the leading scorer for Hastings High is in some foul trouble here. Three fouls early in the third. The shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Weimers. She's had a tough time from the stripe here tonight. She's now 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. She will toe the mark for her second one right here. It's in the air. That one is going to be around the rim and goes down through the hole. It's good. Gets the bank spin down through the hole, and it's now a 20-14 ball game. The Garney High girls on the top of Hastings High here tonight. Zoe Mays down the lane. Bounce pass underneath. Traveling violation. Britton Thomas had it just to the left of the goal there and got the happy feet, got excited. And a traveling violation is called on the Thomas. That's going to be the 15th turnover on Hastings High in the ball game. Carney has got a 6-point lead, 20-14. Weimers with the ball, comes to the near sideline. That's Gretchen Mock with it now. As Hastings High stays to the man-to-man defense, Kostler down in the corner again to Mock, out to Kostler. Elbow left side. Now they work it back around the Weimers on the baseline on the right side. Drives the ball against Mays. Retreats, gets it back out to the top of the key as they send it out there to Kostler over on the wing on the right side to Bollinger. Down to the left sideline to Mocker. Shot from 15 around the rim. Falls off, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up and in. Kelsey Weimers gets the offensive board and puts it down through the hole. It's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points, and Carney is out on top on a score of 22-14. Hastings High with the ball. Nagy has got it down. Nagy comes over to Marika Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin puts it on the floor, dribbles to the left side, gives the ball away to Petzl. Bailey Petzl dribbling on the ball. Carney stays with a man-to-man defense. There's a bounce pass down the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Jump ball is called. Getting over there, Gretchen Mock for Carney ties up. Marika Van Brocklin. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Carney, so the Bearcats will get it on another Hastings High turnover. 5:51 to play here in the third quarter. 22-14. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. We got the men's game, the boys game coming up next here on the Breeze. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 7:45 here tonight. Carney comes back with the ball. They get it to the left wing. Bollinger has got it. Comes back out between the circles. That's a Kostler. Out of Bollinger again. The Kostler moves it over in the wing on the right side. Hastings High content with staying in that zone defense. Bollinger back outside. Now to Kostler at the top of the key. Brings it back to the wing. On the left side, that's a Abby Rhodes is into the ball game now. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings and a foul called. Abby Rhodes in there throws up the shot from the wing on the left side. Rebounded by the Tigers, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Carney High. It's going to go on Peyton Cutterback. That's going to be her third foul. So three fouls now on Cutterback. Team foul number two on the Bearcats here in the second half of play. Maddie Stokes comes into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Petzl. That's Hastings High head coach Greg Mays looking for an offensive punch here. There's a pass to the 10-second line. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Hastings High. That's a Weimers with the ball now for the Carney High Bearcats. Weimers out in 3-point territory, throws up the shot, rims off, no good. Rebound bounced around. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. It's loose. Now it's picked up by Nagy. Long pass down the floor. The Tigers run her back the other way. Stokes has got the ball for the Tigers. Gets into the free throw line. They get it to Zoe Mays down to the right side. Nagy, her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is picked up there by Hastings High. So the Tigers reset the offense here. 4:48 to play in the third quarter. It's a 22-14 ball game. Hastings is trailing here the contest. Well, Nagy has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side out to Britton Thomas out here in 3-point territory. Sends over to Zoe Mays on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. Or will it? Zoe Mays goes in there for the field goal. I think she was fouled before the shot, but we'll see. As Carney is going to commit the personal foul here. It's going to go on Weimers. That's going to be her second foul. non-shooting situation. The basket does not count. It occurred before the shot. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 22-14. Kearney has got the lead. Bearcats led 18-11 at the end of the first half. Hastings High had an 8-5 lead in the first quarter, but could not maintain that lead. Here's Stokes with the ball now for the Tigers. Deep in the corner on the right side. Comes out. Free throw line extended to the right side of the lane. To Nagy. Brings it out into three-point territory. Double team. Comes down to a Maddie Stokes. Throws up an off-balance shot from 12. No good. Rebound comes down to Kearney. That's a Kendrick Kostler with a rebound. Here come the Bearcats back the other way. Weimers drives it into the lane. Now kicks it back out to Kostler. Top of the key. Over on the wing on the right side to Rhodes. Sends it down to the baseline. There's a shot taken up and in. Kelsey Weimers starting to warm up now. She's got a couple of field goals here in the third quarter. Also a couple of free throws. She's got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 24-14. Kearney with the lead. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's the Bearcats who are attacking back here defensively. The foul is going to be called here on the Bearcats on the press. Rachel Bollinger picking up the personal foul for Kearney. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Bearcats. Back into the ball game now for Kearney is going to be Peyton Cutterback. And coming out is going to be Ray. Abby Ray comes to the bench there. 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go. A couple of teams that have really struggled putting points on the scoreboard this year, battling here in this regular season outing. Hastings High averaging 34.6 points per ball game. Kearney is averaging 35.2. Here comes Alex Schmidt into the ball game now for Hastings High. Looks like Zoe Mays, you know, taking a finger to the eye or something. She's going to be seen here by the medical staff for the Tigers. 24-14 is the score. Here's a pass down the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Kearney got the interception, but a jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings High. So the Tigers will play things in on the far sideline. Hastings High down by 10 points in the contest. 24-14. Kearney High attacking out here, and the ball is going to be taken away right at the midcourt stripe. Driving, shooting, and scoring. It's going to be Rachel Bollinger scoring there. She took the ball away right at the midcourt stripe on the Hastings High turnover. Bollinger now with 4 points in the ball game. It's now a 26-14 ball game. Kearney has got the lead. Hastings High again in backcourt. Stokes brings it across the midcourt stripe. Contact made, foul called. A personal foul here will go on Kearney. Non-shooting situation. That's their fifth team foul. Rachel Bollinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So Hastings with only one team foul here in the second half. Kearney has got five. 26-14. Kearney has opened up a 12-point lead now over Hastings High. Alex Schmidt with the ball. She loses control of it. It's loose again, and it's picked up here by Bollinger. Back for Kearney as she drives it the other way. Left-handed layup is up there and in. Rachel Bollinger scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings High has turned the ball over 19 times here in the ball game. Tigers having a tough time just getting set up offensively here. Again, they're being threatened out here in the three-point territory. Sends it down the far sideline. Maddie Stokes has got the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's going to be Nagy trying to drive with the ball, and she has it tipped, and it's going to be intercepted here. It's going to be taken away as a Weimers comes back the other way for Kearney, drives it down the lane, shot is up there, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's taken down by Hastings High. Tigers have got it. Alex Schmidt down the far sideline, and Nagy now cuts it back to the center of the floor, loses control of the ball. It's picked up. A shot taken there by Ellen Foote that's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kearney High. Bearcats runner back the other way with 2.5 minutes to play here in the third. Kearney has now got a 28-14 lead over Hastings High in girls high school basketball. The Bearcats back on the offensive approach here. Bollinger has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Throws it back out here in the three-point territory. Gets away, goes into the backcourt. It was tipped by Hastings High. No over and back as Kostler goes back to retrieve it there for Kearney. Goes on the far sideline. That's Abby Rhodes with the ball. Brings it back to the wing on the left side to Bollinger. Back out between the rings to Kostler. There's a shot taken from the right side. It's going to be short, no good by Rhodes. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers are trailing by 14 points here. Under 2 minutes to play in the third quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. Tigers with the ball in the offensive zone. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Marika Van Brocklin. Lobs it over here on the right side to a Maddie Stokes. Drives the baseline. Shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kearney High running back the other way. Minute and 35 seconds to play. Kelsey Weimers has got it. Hesitates. Takes it to the free throw line. Backs it on out. Gets it to Kostler over on the wing on the right side to Abby Rhodes. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Driving. Here's a pass to the near sideline. Bollinger. First shot for the baseline is good. Rachel Bollinger scores. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. 3 field goals here in the third quarter. And now head coach Greg Mays wants to call a timeout for Hastings High. Hastings High will call a timeout. 1 minute and 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's now Kearney 30, Hastings 14.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball coming your way tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. Also available on your smartphone anytime, anywhere at m.KLIQFM.com. 30-14 is the score. Kearney High has opened up a 16-point lead over Hastings. The Tigers have been outscored here 12-3 in the third quarter, after being outscored 9-3 in quarter number two. And again, Kearney attacking here in backcourt. Hastings High having a tough time just getting their ball into the offensive zone here. Alex Schmidt has got it. She gets it into the forecourt now as Petzl is back into the ball game. Paige Kennedy has got the ball. She comes to the near sideline now to Zoe Mays. Back outside, there's a three-pointer put up there and in. Marika Van Brocklin throws up her second tray. She's now got 6 points in this contest. 30-17. Now we got a foul back the other way. Personal foul is going to be called on Van Brocklin on the defensive end. So after she makes a nice play on offense, she comes back and commits the personal foul on the defensive end. That's the second personal foul on Van Brocklin, the second team foul on Hastings High. 30-17, the Tigers back to within 13 points. Kearney with the ball on their offensive end. Kelsey Weimers has got it on the right sideline to Bollinger. Hastings now in a man-to-man defense. They played zone throughout much of this first half of the third quarter. Driving with the ball, it's going to be Weimers. Takes the ball down to the baseline, now spins. Bounce pass across the lane, down on the right baseline. A shot by Bollinger, no good. Battle for the loose ball, and we got a jump ball called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Kearney. Weimers had it, but then she was tied up in the play by Van Brocklin of Hastings. So Kearney High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kelsey Weimers will trigger things in for Kearney. Bearcats leading by a score of 30-17. Weimers looking, goes down in the corner, the right side. There's a shot taken. It's going to be off of the front iron, no good by Abby Rhodes, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Now the Tigers come back with the ball. That's Zoe Mays on the dribble now. Zoe brings it into the offensive zone. Two-handed pass down the far sideline to Schmidt. Gets it inside to Thomas. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Kennedy. Follow shot on the baseline is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Abby Rhodes of Kearney. Rhodes gets the ball to Weimers down the right sideline, and time runs out here in the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books in girls high school basketball. The score is Kearney High 30, Hastings High 17.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, high school basketball as we enter the fourth and final quarter here tonight between Kearney and Hastings in girls play. The Bearcats outscoring the Tigers 12-6 there in the third. They outscored Hastings High 9-3 in the second and 9-8 in the first quarter. Thus, we have a 30-17 ball game. Hastings High trailing. There's Mays off of the baseliner shot. No good. Foul shot is up there and in. Marika Van Brocklin gets the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. In fact, she leads the Tigers in scoring here tonight. So we're in the fourth quarter. It's now a 30-19 ball game. Hastings High trailing. Ascania has got the ball back in their offensive end. Weimers has got it. She takes the handoff from Cutterback at the elbow. Now we got a foul call on Hastings. Cutterback right at the elbow on the right side of the lane. Weimers came around, got the handoff like a football play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Van Brocklin. That's going to be your third. Team foul number three on the Tigers. Here in the second half of play, non-shooting situation. So Carney High will play things in. Underneath their own basket, Sickler will get it in to Weimers. She lobs it back inside the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away. Cutterback picks it up on her knees, and now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here by Carney High head coach Jason Boyd to save the possession there. He thought Cutterback was in some trouble down there, grabbing the ball on her knees. We got a timeout, Carney. 7 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's Carney 30, Hastings 19.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, following the timeout, Carney plays it in a cutback. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out there by Britt Thomas. So Carney has got the lead 30-19 over Hastings. 7:15 to play in the ball game. Thomas with the ball at the elbow. Drops it down low. Here's a shot up and in. Zoe Mays getting the field goal there on the assist from Britton Thomas. Zoe now with 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings High is back to within 9 points now at 30-21 here in this fourth quarter. Weimers has got the ball on the dribble for Carney. Moves it over in the wing on the right side. They get it over there to a Bollinger, who's back into the ball game. Now to Sickler on the wing on the left side. Comes out on top. That's going to be a Weimers with the ball. Fakes the three. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the dribble. Picks it back up. Goes over to Sickler on the far sideline. Out of the top of the key again to a Kostler. Over here on the wing to Bollinger. Hastings High is back to the man-to-man defense. Weimers has it on the wing. Trying to penetrate inside. She's cut off there. Good defense here by Hastings High. Sickler at the top of the key. Now to Bollinger on the wing on the right side. Kelsey Rachel Bollinger has got it now. To the top of the key there for Carney High. That's Kostler with the ball. One dribble and sends it over here to a Weimers on the wing on the left side. We're down to 6:17 to play in the fourth quarter. Carney has got a 9-point lead, 30-21. There's Sickler, free throw line extended left side. That one's inside the free throw circle to a Weimers. She still can't put up a shot. To Bollinger, cross-court pass comes over here to a Claire Sickler. She'll put it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sickler moves it to the right wing. Bounce pass goes over to a Kelsey Weimers, picked up there by the Tigers. There's a long pass down low. A shot is up there. No good, but a foul is called. Weimers sends the ball from the top of the key down low to a cutterback, and she's fouled in a play here by Hastings High. The foul is going to go on Britton Thomas. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings High. And Peyton Cutterback will go to the free throw line here for Carney. She's got 6 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Weimers is 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. Peyton Cutterback now 2 out of 3. Those are the only two girls that have been to the free throw line so far tonight for Carney. So Carney is 5 out of 11 from the free throw line. And Cutterback will have one more. Shot is up there. That's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes out of Petzl of Hastings High. So it's a 30-21 ball game. Hastings High trailing by 9. Tigers have the ball. Van Brocklin for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be an error ball. Hastings High tries to save it. They can't get to it. It goes out of bounds. So Van Brocklin throws up the air ball from three-point territory, right side of the lane. Carney will play things in. 5:39 to play here in the fourth quarter. Carney has got a 9-point lead. Here's a Weimers with the ball. Hesitates, now drives it toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. Weimers hesitates just as she brought it across the three-point arc and found a little seam, took it to the hole, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. It's going to go on Van Brocklin. That's going to be your fourth. So 4 fouls now on Marika Van Brocklin. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Carney playing things in here on the left side. Stiffman's got the ball. She drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there and no good. Rebound. Petzl has got it for Hastings High. Double team. Gets the ball away. And here comes Hastings High back the other way. That's Zoe Mays with it now. Zoe brings the ball into the offensive zone here for Hastings High as we approach the 5-minute mark here in this ball game. Tigers working against this man-to-man defense now for Kearney. Zoe behind his screen from Petzl, drives it to the free throw line. Can't go up for the shot, comes out into three-point territory. Alex Schmidt, she cuts it toward the hole. She is cut out there nicely by the Kearney defense. A rainbow pass goes back down in the corner. That's Mays with the ball, brings it up high on the blocker. Shot from 10 is up there, rims off no good. Rebound Kelsey Weimers for Kearney. Long pass down the floor, driving toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Stitham. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Hastings High. Tigers have got it, still trailing by 9 points in the ballgame. 30-21, 4:38 to play, and now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. Hastings High calls another timeout here. Officially 4:37 left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 30, Hastings 21.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 with the Jungle at Hastings High. Girls high school basketball with a boys game yet to come. 30-21 is the score. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings. Tigers have the ball following the timeout of their offensive zone. Petzl from three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound Tigers. Hastings High with an offensive board. Zoe Mays brings the ball back out here to Alex Schmidt. She'll back up, and now she'll attack this. Looks like a zone defense now for Kearney, so they've gone zone after playing man-to-man most of the night. There's Stokes, takes it down to Petzl, down the baseline, shot is up and in. Bailey Petzl scores on the assist from Maddie Stokes. Bailey Petzl now with 7 points in the ballgame. The Tigers back to within 3 points at 20-13. There's a shot off the baseline that's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Petzl of Hastings High. So Hastings High is trailing by 7 points, and they've got the basketball. 3:55 to play here in this fourth quarter. Alex Schmidt has got it over here on the wing on the right side to Maddie Stokes. Two-handed pass goes to the far sideline to Petzl over there. Petzl takes it down in the corner to Paige Kennedy. They work the ball around to the right wing again. Maddie Stokes out to Alex Schmidt, brings it back to Stokes. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out between the rings now to Alex Schmidt to the free throw line. A jumper put up there by Mays, no good. Rebound comes down to cutback of Kearney. Peyton Cutterback with a rebound there for the Kearney High Bearcats. Gets it back into the offensive zone. Weimers has got it. Bounce pass here to a Gretchen Mock. Out here in three-point territory. Top of the key, Cutterback. Cutterback goes over to Bollinger. She has her pocket picked here by Petzl. A turnover there on Kearney. That's their ninth of the ball game. Hastings has the ball back here with 3 minutes to play. In this fourth quarter, they're trailing by 7, 30-23. Tigers with the ball. Petzl throws up a three. Her shot is up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kearney. That's going to be Gretchen Mock with the rebound down the far sideline to a Bollinger. Bollinger has it tipped away. Petzl has got it. Petzl is rolling on the floor. Now we got a jump ball call down here. Arrow pointing in favor of Kearney, so the Bearcats will play things in. Hastings had their hands on the ball there, but could not come up with it, and a jump is called. But Kearney will play things in. End of the ball game now for Kearney is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler will come in. Bollinger will check out. Into the ball game now for Hastings High. It's going to be Mel Nagy. She comes in. And coming out for Hastings High will be Zoe Mays. 2:50 remaining. Hastings trailing by 7 points. Here's Weimers with the ball deep in a corner. On the left side, Weimers puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. Weimers cuts it toward the goal, stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass comes over here to a Gretchen Mock. She dribbles one, sends it to the top of the key. Now to cut it back. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Kearney with a 7-point lead, 30-23. Here's Weimers just to the left of the goal. Picked up there by the Tigers. Man on man, that's Alex Schmidt out there in the face of Kelsey Weimers. Here's cut it back with the ball. Now they get it to Kendra Kostler. Down to the baseline, driving is going to be Sickler, and her shot is up and in. Claire Sickler takes it from the left corner and drives it to the baseline, or drives it on the baseline all the way to the goal. And Kearney has now got a 32-23 lead. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High with the ball back in their offensive end. Petzl has got it, works left to right across the top of the key with a dribble, now reverses the ball, sends it over here on the right side to Mel Nagy. Nagy dribbling with the ball. And now we get a timeout called here from head coach Greg Mays. So again, the Tigers trying to find something that's going to work there against the Kearney High defense. They call the timeout. 1 minute and 49 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Kearney 32, Hastings High 23.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime score in girls basketball. Ravenna is leading the Adams Central girls 21-16. 21-16, Ravenna out on top of Adams Central in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. There's a shot taken by Hastings High from the free throw line. That's going to be no good. The ball battered around, picked up on the baseline. So the Tigers have got it again. Here's Alex Schmidt driving the ball toward the goal. The ball is tipped away. Scramble is on, and a foul is going to be called here. Lars Sickler came up with it there for Kearney, and I think Hastings High is going to be guilty of the foul. That's going to go on Alex Schmidt, who is driving the ball into the goal. She's going to pick up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. We're down to a minute and 34 seconds to play. 1:34 to go here in the ball game. Kearney has got a 32-23 lead over Hastings High here in this one. Kearney has got the ball. That's Kelsey Weimers over there in the right wing. The ball poked away. Weimers picks it back up. Weimers down the left side of the lane. Stops. Kicks it out here to a Gretchen Mock. Now to the top of the key. Cutterback has got it. Moves it over to Claire Sickler. Free throw line extended right side. Down to a Weimers again at the top of the circle. Kearney not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here. Hastings High has got to force something. Tigers have got 16 fouls, so that any foul will send it to the free throw line. And here's a traveling violation. Kendrick Kostler whistled for the traveling violation here at the top of the key. That is 10 turnovers on Kearney in the ballgame. We got a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Kearney trying to win their sixth ballgame of the season here tonight. They've got the lead over Hastings High. It is 32-23. Tigers with the ball in their offensive zone. Marika Van Brocklin on the dribble brings it to the near sideline. Hands it away to a Zoe Mays. Zoe out here in three-point territory. Falls down with the ball. It's loose and it's going to be picked up by Kearney. Weimers has got it back the other way. Now for the Bearcats. That is turnover number 21 on Hastings. Now we got a foul called on the Tigers. A personal foul is going to be called here. Bailey Penciled picks up the foul. Penciled picks up hers first. That's going to be team foul number 7. Team foul number 7 on Hastings, and that's going to send Kearney to the free throw line with 38.5 seconds to play in the basketball game. The Bearcats leading by a score of 32-23. And the shot for the line is going to be up there and in by Weimers. Weimer's now 4 out of 9 from the free throw line in this ball game. She has got 8 points. Rachel Ballinger has also got 8 points for Kearney. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. So Weimer's now with 9 in the ball game. It's an 11-point lead for the Bearcats. Here's Zoe Mays driving down lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to cut it back. So Kearney has got the ball and the lead here as they hustle back the other way. On the dribble is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler is dribbling out here in three-point territory, watching the clock. They're down to 20 seconds to play. Claire Sickler dribbling with the ball out top against Van Brocklin. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Gretchen Mock with the ball. Gretchen comes out here to a Kostler. Hands the ball the way to Weimers. Again, she checks the clock. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Kearney's going to win this ball game as time expires here in the fourth quarter of play. And Kearney knocks off the Hastings High Tigers here tonight in girls high school basketball in a low-scoring affair. Just what we expected here tonight. Hastings High did not look very good offensively here in the ball game here tonight. And Kearney knocks off Hastings by 11 points. Final score, Kearney 34, the Hastings High Tigers 23. We'll check the totals for the ball game as we continue on the Bonds Printers halftime show, or rather the Bonds Printers postgame show, right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Jungle at Hastings High, the girls' game in the books tonight. And it was all Kearney as the Bearcats knock off Hastings High by a score of 34-23. So Kearney will improve to 6 wins and 13 losses on the season. The Hastings High Tigers will drop to 2-13. Hastings High will get ready for Omaha Scott Catholic coming up on Saturday night. That will be in Omaha. Meanwhile, it'll be Kearney. They will be at home. Actually, they'll be away. But check that. They will be at home on Saturday as they take on Omaha Central. So Kearney High wins it here tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 34-23. We were close in the first 8 minutes of this one. In fact, Kearney had a 3-0 lead. Hastings High came back to tie things up at 3 points apiece. Tied up at 5 before Hastings High had a rare lead in the ball game, 8-5. Kearney came back to score the last 4 points of the first quarter to make it a 9-8 ball game at the end of one. Kearney then scoring the first 5 points of the second quarter to grab a, actually they scored the first 7 points of the second quarter to go out on top 16-8. Tigers trailed at halftime 18-11. And then nothing would go in the hole for Hastings in the third quarter of play as they were outscored 12-6 in the third. Kearney led 30-17 after three. And the Bearcats go on to win by the score of 34-23. Hastings had it down to 9 points at one point, 30-21. But Kearney High hitting some shots at the end, and they win comfortably here tonight by 11 by the score of 34-23 over Hastings High. You are listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight from the Jungle at Hastings High. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game right after this 1 minute timeout.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here on the Bonds Printers postgame show. Kearney High has knocked off the Hastings High Tigers in girls play tonight by a score of 34-23. And we've hit our first parents' night of the 2011-2012 season here tonight as the Hastings High athletes going through parents' night here. So Stick around. We've got the boys game coming up here in just a little bit between Hastings High and Kearney. 34-23, the final score here. Leading the way for the Bearcats tonight was Kelsey Weimers, as she finishes with 9 points. She had 8 in the second half of play, had just one free throw in the first half, but she comes back with 8 more in the second half. She ends up 5 out of 10 from the free throw line, hit a couple of field goals. Kelsey Weimers had 9 points in this ball game. Rachel Bollinger, she had 8 on the 4 field goals this evening. The other scorers for Kearney, we had Peyton Cunnaback scoring 6 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Kelsey Stitham, as she knocked down a 3 and a 2 for her 5 points all in the first half. Then we had Clara Sickler coming up with 2 points on a field goal. And Kendra Kostler had a field goal and 2 points for Kearney. Abby Ray also a field goal and 2 points for the Bearcats. Unofficially, Kearney had 10 turnovers in the ball game. They hit 7 out of 14 from the free throw line. The Hastings High Tigers tonight, they were led by Marika Van Brocklin. Only 4 people actually scored for Hastings here in this ball game. Van Brocklin had a couple of 3-pointers, and she had a 2-point field goal. 8 points for Van Brocklin in the ball game. Bailey Petzl ends up with 7 points. She had a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. She ends up with 7. Then we had Zoe Mays with 4 points. Actually, Zoe Mays with 6 points in the ball game. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Ellen Foote was the only other Tiger to score in the ball game, as she had 2 points. Hastings High, only 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. They did not get to the stripe in the second half, and unofficially, the Tigers turned over 21 times in the ball game here tonight. So Hastings High falls to 2 wins and 13 losses on the season. They will play at Omaha Scott coming up on Saturday. Kearney High will improve to 6 wins and 13 losses. They will get Omaha Central on Saturday night back in Kearney. So again, Kearney wins it tonight by a score of 34-23 over Hastings High in girls play. Kearney leading at all the breaks here tonight, 9-8 after the first quarter, 18-11 at halftime, 30-17 at the end of 3 quarters. And again, the final 34-23, Hastings High wins it here tonight. We're getting set for the boys contest between Hastings and Kearney here tonight. Should be a competitive basketball game as Hastings High comes in with a mark of 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Tigers coming off of a huge win over Adams Central the other night. Kearney is coming in here with a mark of 12 wins and 6 losses. Hastings beat Kearney earlier this season during the GNAC tournament. Played between Christmas and New Year's, Hastings beat the Bearcats by a score of 65-48. So those two teams are on the floor now as they go through their pregame workouts. We're going to step away here for just a couple of minutes. We'll come back with the pregame show in just a couple of minutes. Between Hastings High and Kearney, you're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on The Breeze.